This is Yoon Jung-seol reporting for the Washington Post from South Korea. Today's has been all about North Korea for South Koreans because the news of Kim Jong-il's death was announced at noon, lunch hour. But unlike North Korea, no shops were closed and people continued their regular lives, but still paying close attention to the media. When Kim Il-sung died in 1994, South Koreans went out for panic buying, stock market plunged, and international community expressed concern about the security of the Korean Peninsula, and people talked about war possibilities, and South Korean media announced its emergency alert status. This time, panic level seems lower than Kim Il-sung's death. The sign of panic buying is not being reported, and people seem more concerned about the economy than the imminent threat by North Korea. Some South Koreans criticize lack of South Korean intelligence gathering ability. If the announced time of death is correct by North Korea, then Lee Myung-bak, South Korean president, left for his visit to Japan 4 hours after Kim Il-sung's death. South Korea is now trying to gather as much information as possible and to analyze the impact of the incident for the Korean Peninsula and relations with relevant nations. South Korean government is calling for its people to remain calm and carry on their daily lives. The alert level has been elevated nationwide, and forces have been located in airports and embassies and government facilities. South Korean government is considering canceling the plan to light up Christmas trees along the DMZ area, which had been receiving a lot of criticism from North Korea for provoking North Korean citizens because the Christmas lights will be visible from North Korean villages.